It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Hey, you guys, who wants a phone that runs on an ice cream sandwich? It's now available. Sadly, tragically, it's not literally an ice cream sandwich, even though that would be awesome. Ice Cream Sandwich is the name of the newly announced operating system for Android smartphones and tablets. It'll be available more and more in months to come. And just like with the real ice cream sandwich, you might think, that looks pretty good. But let's take a look at what you get. Bailing Yin teaches at the Sloan School of Management at MIT. She likes how Ice Cream Sandwich makes sure you don't use too much data.
This new feature will allow the consumer not only to monitor how much data they're using and get some detailed information, but also to set up alerts and caps on their own phone so that they won't have to go over those limits and won't be stuck with a really expensive bill at the end of the month.
Ice Cream Sandwich also offers Face Unlock. You set it to recognize your face before opening up. Kartik Hosenegger teaches at the Wharton School, and he says the sharing options are pretty cool, too.
For example, I'm browsing a page on my phone, and you want to access that same page. We tap our phones together, and that page shows up on your phone.
Is that something that's been available before on iPhones, though?
iPhone and Android, to some extent, have this feature because of an app called Bump, but it's not been native to the OS like Android has done.
There is a boom in new mobile operating systems. Apple's iOS 5 just came out. BlackBerry announced a new one this week. I asked Kartik how much of your phone's performance hinges on the operating system.
At the end of the day, the apps can only do the things that the operating system supports. If the operating system has native support for a lot of features, voice, video, and so on, it makes the apps faster, better, and sometimes certain apps that were just infeasible, it makes them feasible. So the OS is absolutely crucial.
But before you upgrade, make sure your phone can handle it. You wouldn't put a jet engine in a Hyundai. Again, Bailing Yin.
It can slow down your device because it is going to draw on more of the power of your device just to make the hardware as well as software functionality better. And especially with these third-party developers, if they have developed an application for a particular operating system and you upgrade, despite the best efforts by the platform developers, they may not always be compatible with the new operating system.
Anybody else totally craving a real ice cream sandwich right now? Saddle up, partners. Time for...
Robot Roundup. Robots.
We'll show you space. The Global Robotic Telescope's Intelligent Array, or GLORIA, opens next year. You'll be able to operate 17 telescopes on 4 continents from your computer. I love the name Gloria. It makes the robots seem more approachable.
Robots
are reproducing. University of Pennsylvania researchers built a bot that sprays foam onto other robot parts so they can form one big robot. It's not a great-looking robot. It's kind of Frankenstein-y. But hey, robot reproduction. And
robots
have defeated the human race in solving the Rubik's Cube. The human record is 5.66 seconds. The Cube Stormer 2 has now solved it in 5.35. No robot can do what I do, though. Call a Rubik's Cube stupid and throw it across the room because I can't solve it. We have videos of Cube Stormer 2 and the spray foam bot at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.